This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. Walmart is stopping price matching in 500 of its stores. Customers have traditionally been able to come in with a cheaper Rivals ad and get refunded the difference, but soon they'll be able to price check on an app instead and get a gift card back, not cash. Ashley Milne-Tite explains what's going on.
Walmart says by doing this, it's putting low prices first. It says it's slashing prices on foods and other staples up front, so there's no need to price match. Phil Lempert of SupermarketGuru.com isn't buying it. He says with minimum wage going up, Walmart needs to save on costs.
If you do have a price match guarantee, you've got to go to a salesperson. The manager has to get involved. So someone there might be looking at the number of hours that they spend labor-wise managing this program.
He says it's cheaper to get customers to check prices on the store's app. Paula Rosenblum of RSR Research says the problem with this move is customer loyalty, or the lack of it.
Have they built up enough trust, and that's what this test is about, that they can, quote, promise that they'll have the best discounts and customers will believe them?
She says Walmart's no longer the low-cost provider anyway. Rivals from Amazon to Aldi have muscled in on that territory. I'm Ashley Milne-Tite for Marketplace.